But we need to do more. This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you, the people you work with, the people you care about, the people you love. My job as president is to protect all Americans.
His job is to protect you. He says it's not about freedom. It's not about personal choice. The president of the United States just announcing moments ago new mandates for well over 100 million Americans who work for either the federal government, for a federal government contractor, any business that does business with the federal government, that is, or private employers with more than 100 employees. Those employees all mandated now to be vaccinated. For those private companies without federal government business, their employees can resort to weekly testing. This, as the president says, that we've gotten three-quarters of the country vaccinated already. The president saying, we've been patient. Our patience is wearing thin, blaming unvaccinated Americans for the state of the pandemic in the United States. I want to bring in a guest that we like turning to on all things COVID, and that's Dr. Marty McCarry, professor at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine and the Bloomberg School of Public Health, also the author of, quote, The Price We Pay, What Broke American Healthcare and How to Fix It. Dr. McCarry, welcome back, sir.
Good to be with you, Vince.
Not mentioned in this speech is something that you were hoping he would talk about, natural immunity, not once.
Yeah, you know, the entire lexicon of how he framed our pandemic problem is wrong. It's not the unvaccinated. It's the non-immune who are getting sick right now, who are coming to the hospital. And that's where we should be focusing our efforts. When you ignore natural immunity, you not only lose a lot of credibility, but you're not using a very precise strategy. That's a huge concern. We didn't hear that mentioned once, the entire speech, consistent with their entire COVID strategy.
You know, when he says that three-quarters of the country is vaccinated, I'm sitting here thinking about the natural immunity component. You, of course, have been out there for some time saying, hey, people who've been previously infected should be considered in the data. And as always, you bookend that statement by saying that doesn't mean don't get vaccinated. If you don't have any immunity at all, a vaccine is the way to get that immunity. Go get vaccinated. But very few people have been saying this in public up until recently. I've started to see the Washington Post now in two pieces in just the last week covering, yes, the scientific data is showing that natural immunity is indeed very strong, and it's time for public health officials to revisit that and to think clearly about it as we navigate our way out of the pandemic.
Yeah, the data is coming out, and it's so strong. It's not just suggesting that natural immunity is as good as vaccinated immunity. It's making it very clear that it's 23 times more effective than vaccinated immunity. In other words, it's incredibly effective. So to say that it doesn't count at all, or it doesn't work, or it doesn't matter, you know, the problem we have with credibility is when we don't know the answer to something in this pandemic, we should say we don't know. So when they were asked, hey, I had COVID, do I still need the vaccine? The answer should have been, we don't know. And now the answer is, no, you don't have to get it. You can get one dose. That's what I sometimes recommend.
Yes.
But it's very clear your immunity is very good.
Yes. In fact, I did what you're talking about. I had it, COVID earlier this year, and then talking to you made me think, you know, yeah, that'd be a good idea. So I got the one dose in order to strengthen my immunity. And I feel good about that. I saw that there's been some reporting, actually, that's very strong, that the combination of the two is wonderful. But again, natural immunity on its own is pretty impressive.
Yeah, you know, and if we could recognize natural immunity, it's a lot of people. For example, healthcare workers, nurses, they put their lives on the line. They were on the front lines of this pandemic when we didn't even know how to treat it.
Yeah.
Many of them got COVID. Many of them have antibodies. So the entire lexicon they're using is wrong. You know, there's also this demonization of the so-called unvaccinated, and it's not helpful. We need a more civil dialogue. Biden even said, these people, the unvaccinated, are preventing us from turning the corner. Well, they weren't in the way of turning the corner in India. That was natural immunity, which is why their epidemic has come to all-time lows. So it does change everything.
Yeah. Okay, so the president laid out a couple things. The top line items, of course, are the mandates. And what he's now imposing by dictate from the White House on private employers with more than 100 employees, as well as government contractors and federal government employees. But additionally, he also talked about booster shots. He said the CDC is working on determining, you know, when booster shots would be appropriate, and the government's in the process of stockpiling those shots, which will be distributed at tens of thousands of sites nationwide. We've talked about boosters before. You think boosters might be a good idea for people who got the first two shots in rapid succession?
Yeah, the data has come in now for people over 60 years of age with boosters, and it does appear to reduce hospitalizations. And some would say, hey, they jumped the gun on boosters. They were talking about them and recommending them before the data came in. That was true. Others might say they were preparing early, but you don't want to just stockpile vaccines, and here's why. There are many countries in the world with less than 10% of their population vaccinated. Some of them are in massive epidemics right now. That's how variants come about, when there's concentrations of people infected close together in highly populated regions. That's how variants start. That's how it started with Delta in India. And so we've got to think globally. And the idea of, you know, hey, we've got 300 million laying around that we'll just have in case young people need a booster, that's not really the right way to think about it. If we did something smart right now, it would be to space out the first and second doses to 3 months, and they probably won't need a booster if we got that interval correct.
And meanwhile, increase the amount of vaccines we're sending internationally, prevent the growth of variants, as you're pointing out. He was talking about the numbers in schools. He said 90% of teachers nationwide are already vaccinated, and then insisted that that's not good enough. We need 100%. You know, I remember last year and over the course of the pandemic, Dr. Fauci, by his own admission, he kept saying that he was changing the numbers for herd immunity based on public polling. But he's been somewhere in the vicinity of 60% and 70% and 80%. Is the number now 100%? Is that the target here?
Well, Delta did change the game, and herd immunity does not apply to Delta. With the other strains, he kept moving the goalposts, for sure. But we were at a very good point in May of last year, early summer. We were in a great spot, low levels of infection. But Delta did change things. It's almost an entirely new virus, if you will, in its rate of contagion. So, you know, this idea of we have to get 100% of every American vaccinated, the problem is many have immunity. And when you polarize people with mandates, you actually turn people against the vaccine. And that's what I see in some parts of the country.
Yes.
And you win more bees with honey than you do with fire.
That's for sure. And this is the unintended consequence here is that you're going to drive people away and increase the distrust in the federal government that only grows by the day. For the kids, he talked about how he thinks that everyone 12 and over should get vaccinated, and basically insisted that everyone should wait patiently for the federal government's approval of vaccines for those kids 11 and under. How are those kids 11 and under faring against the Delta variant right now?
Well, probably half of them have had COVID, and we may see the Delta wave be a real boom and bust. I mean, we're seeing kids show up to school now in Palm Beach County, 400 kids tested positive as soon as school opened up. Well, they didn't get that in school. They got the virus from home, from adults, from indoor settings outside of school. Schools may be the safer place for kids, but it's ripping through schools. There's no good solution for it. We need to do mitigation steps. By the way, cloth masks don't work. Surgical masks do reduce transmission a little bit. That study just came out last week. But I'll tell you, with teenagers, we haven't figured out the right dose. I'm a little concerned the dose is too high. I mean, does it make sense to anyone listening that we're giving a thin 12-year-old girl the same dose as a heavy 50-year-old man? No, it doesn't make sense. Medically, it doesn't make sense. Common sense.
Yeah, if it strikes you as strange as the doctor here, then it definitely strikes me as strange as well. But I'll rely on your expertise as always. Dr. Marty.
One dose. Yeah,
yes,
one
sir.
Dose is what I recommend for teenagers.
One dose. That's the recommendation from the great Dr. Marty McCary. Thank you, sir. Nice to talk to you as always.
Thanks so much.